Hello, everyone. It is Ryan Barr back for another one. And let's get right into it. It is, what should I do if I cheated on my meal plan? Right? What should I do if I fell off my meal plan? What should I do because I missed this or I missed that? And I get this question a lot, and I kind of wanted to answer it. It is, I get a lot of times where men or women, they cheat on the weekends or they go overboard when they're not supposed to. And they feel bad. And so then they double down on cardio the next day, or they starve themselves the next day, or they just hurt themselves. They punish themselves the next day, or they just are really upset and frustrated themselves. Now, my piece of advice would be, don't give it so much power, right? Don't give it so much power. If you cheated and you know that you want to be better, you know, you're trying to be better. You are doing better then. Just because the way you're thinking, right? So don't be upset at yourself for slipping up. Learn what happened. Understand why it happened instead of saying, I'm never going to do it again. Because you saying, I'm never going to do it again, you're not learning anything. You're just saying a statement. Ask yourself some deep questions. Ask yourself some questions. How did my day go? How was my stress? How was my sleeping? Why did this happen? And then next time it comes around, you're a little bit more enlightened. You're a little bit more wise. If you just say, I'm never going to do it again. And then the same thing happens. You're just going to do it again because you were ill-prepared and you didn't really think about the scenario. And it catches you off guard again and again and again. So the biggest piece of advice I would give you is don't beat yourself up. Just get right back on track. Keep trucking along. Because in reality, one cheat meal usually pauses progress for 3 days. Usually, one cheat day usually pauses progress for 5 to 6 days, depending on your metabolism and your adherence to the plan. So don't beat yourself up. Just get right back on track and you'll still see progression anyways. But the biggest thing is that you just don't get upset at yourself. That does nothing. It does nothing. It is just a waste of time, waste of energy, waste of attitude. Ask yourself some real questions. Ryan, why did you have 6 beers when you only allowed yourself on your plan to have 3? Oh, maybe because you didn't eat this meal before. Oh, maybe because you didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Next time before you go out, Ryan, maybe you should get some more sleep. Maybe next time before you go out, Ryan, you have a protein shake. So you're a little bit more filled so you don't go overboard. You see how I ask myself different questions so I prepare myself? Instead of saying, oh, Ryan, you had 6 beers. You know you shouldn't have. That's so bad. You're so dumb. You know you paid for this plan and you're putting so much effort into it. And you want to get to this weight for vacation or your birthday. You're so stupid and you need to do cardio tomorrow. None of that thinking is doing nothing for you. It literally taught you nothing. And then you beat yourself up on cardio. And then Saturday comes along again next week and you do the exact same thing. Ask yourself some real questions. Become wiser every single time you make a mistake, right? So this was a quick call. It was just something because I just had a coach call my client. He brought up that. And I just wanted to tell him, don't be upset at yourself. Just ask yourself some real questions. We went through it. We worked through it and we got past it. So, gentlemen, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I appreciate every single one of you. All our resources are linked below where we can continue the conversation further. I will see you on the next call, man.